Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting With Jesus. I'm Miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bible ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get it so we can find and read the answers together. Today's question is from Jude. Jude sent in a question, and here's what he asks. Micah, can you read this for us?
When Jesus was being tempted, him and Satan were standing on a temple. Why would Satan want to be on something holy?
Great question. Turn in your Bibles with me to Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to 14.
Isaiah chapter 14. Can you guys get your Bibles? Open it up. Isaiah is in the middle of the Bible. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon, Isaiah. So it's right after Song of Solomon. Isaiah, Jeremiah. If you get to Jeremiah, you've gone a little too far. So Isaiah, and then we want chapter 14. So look for those big numbers, chapter 14. And then once you find chapter 14, look down for verse, what was it?
Verses 12 to 14.
Okay, so verse 12, 13, and 14. We're going to read all three of those, okay? If you need a little bit more time, just pause this recording, and then when you're ready, press play again. But I want you to look it up. I want you to read along with us. So Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12, 13, and 14. We're going to read that together. We're reading from the New King James Version Bible. Aiden's going to read that for us. Let's see what that says.
How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend in the height above the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
So a long time ago, Satan used to be an angel named Lucifer. And Lucifer decided one day that he didn't just want to be an angel close to God, next to God. He actually wanted to sit on a throne like God in a holy place. But the only problem was Lucifer was an angel created by God. He did not make the world, and he wasn't loving and good like God was. So he started a rebellion in heaven that eventually got him kicked out of heaven. And that's how he came down to this earth. And so when he took Jesus to the temple to tempt him to throw himself down, he was standing in a holy place, but it was nothing new because he's wanted to stand in a holy place for a long, long time. But the problem with Satan, the problem that Lucifer had, was that though he wanted to stand in a holy place, he was not holy. And so anytime you have someone who is not holy, who wants to stand in a holy place, you have big problems. It reminds me of our dog Zeke. Sometimes Zeke runs around outside and he gets all dirty. But do you think when he's all dirty that he thinks that he should stay outside? Or do you think he still wants to come inside where things are clean?
He wants to come in where things are clean. That's definitely Zeke.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so he, even though he's dirty all over, maybe he's muddy, maybe he stinks, he still wants to come inside our clean house because that's where he wants to be.
And he pushes his way in.
Yeah. And if you let him in the door, he's not content to stay on the floor either. He'll try to climb up on the couch or even on our lap. Now, do you think we want a dirty dog sitting on our lap?
No.
Absolutely not. So if Zeke wants to come in our house, what should he do?
Take a bath.
That's right. He should take a bath. And when he takes a bath, he's clean and he can come in the house. And that reminds me of heaven. God wants each one of us to live in his house. And what does it take to live in a holy place with God? We need to be clean too.
It's just like what God says. Where is it found? Be ye holy as I am holy.
That's right.
Yeah. Where he wants us to be holy like him, to live in a holy place like heaven. I know I want that. How about you guys? Well, if you have a question that you want answered, go ahead and send them to us at seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. That's seedpod@startingwithjesus.com. And we can let you know when your question will be on our program. We are so glad you joined us today, and we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. Sometimes things don't seem to be going the way we think they should go. That's how the disciples were feeling. Jesus had just died. All their hopes were dashed. But did you know that we can trust that God is in control? He will lead us and guide us if we trust him and obey. We are talking today about angels. Do you like angel stories? There is a book by Guide Magazine that you can find at your local ABC bookstore or online that has a whole book of angel stories. It's excellent. You guys should get it if you enjoy hearing angel stories. But I want to share a story with you today from a guest speaker. I asked my dad, Kevin Longo, to tell us an angel story that actually happened to him. So I am so excited that he recorded this story and said that I could share it with all of you, which is pretty neat. So I want him to tell us this story.
Hi, boys and girls. Have you ever known somebody who met their angel or had an experience with an angel? I was riding up a chairlift at a ski resort in Northern California one evening with a young lady who went to Weimar Academy. As we were riding up this chairlift, it had been snowing the day before, and there were 6 inches of new snow on the ground. And it was snowing while we were riding on the chairlift. Big snowflakes. She took off her glasses, and I said, "You need to be careful, because if you drop your glasses, you will never find them in this snow." She said, "It's okay. I'll take care of them." But when we got up to the top of the ski lift, ready to get off, she couldn't find her glasses anywhere. Oh, no. What would she do? Well, we got off the ski lift, and she couldn't see a thing. Well, she couldn't see very much. She needed her glasses to see. She slowly made her way down the hill and she was standing between the lodge and the ski lift in an open, flat area, and there was nobody around. And she was wondering, Lord, what am I going to do? I can't see without my glasses. When a tall young man skied up to her and reached out his hand and said, are these your glasses? I think they are. As she picked up the glasses out of his hands, she was looking down and thought, how could that be? They are my glasses. And as she looked back up, the young man was gone. She looked up toward the lodge. There was nobody there. She looked down toward the ski lift. There was nobody there. And out in front of her, there were some people way off in the distance coming down the hill, but nobody that looked like this man who had just given her glasses. He was wearing sunglasses, and it was at night, and they had that reflective lens on them so that you could see your reflection in them, but you couldn't see his eyes. And he had these odd-looking bib overall ski pants, and he was very tall, but he just disappeared. And as she told her story to me, I realized that it could be nothing else than her personal angel who had brought her her glasses.
That's a pretty crazy story, isn't it? It's very exciting. So we are going to talk about angels today, but before we get started, I want us to pause and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we ask that as we study from your word, as we learn more, that you will help us to not just know it, but to also live it. Help us to live your life, to be like you. Give us that power to say no to Satan and yes to you. Amen. We are going to start right off by looking up a Bible verse. Are you ready? We are going to look at Hebrews chapter 1 verse 7. Hebrews is in the New Testament. And last quarter we were working on the New Testament books. So we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, 1st and 2nd Thessalonians, 1st and 2nd Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James. So it's kind of towards the back of the New Testament. It's between Philemon and James. So we're going to look up Hebrews chapter 1. It's the very first chapter in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, and then look down right below that for those little numbers for verse 7. We're going to read verse 7 and 14. So we're going to read 7, and then we're going to skip down and read verse 14. If you need more time, because it might be a little more challenging to find the book of Hebrews, just pause this recording and then press play when you're ready, okay? Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7 and 14. Let's see what that says.
And of the angels he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for those who will inherit salvation?
So Jesus gave us ministering spirits sent forth to minister to us. And who are those ministering spirits? It's the angels. He gave us angels to help take care of us, to be messengers, to give us messages from heaven. Did you know that you have an angel? And that angel is right beside you all the time. Can you see your angel? No. Well, some people have seen angels, right? Do angels sometimes look like people? Yes, they can. Sometimes angels can look like an animal, a dog, if that's how Jesus chooses to have them help you. Before Jesus became a human, did he sometimes look like a human when he talked to people? Can you think of some times when that happened? What about Abraham's three visitors? Remember how the visitors came, and what did they look like? They looked like men, right? And it was Jesus and the two angels that were with him. What about Gideon? When Gideon was there, all of a sudden, Jesus appeared to him. What about Samson's parents? Yeah, there's all these stories about Jesus appearing to people in the Bible. Well, when Jesus became human, he was still God, but he never used his power as God to make it easier to be a human. He knew that wouldn't be fair. Jesus was really human and he was really God. He was both. And because he's human, guess what? He knows just how you feel. He understands what we go through. He understands what it's like to be tempted by Satan. Satan tried to get Jesus to use his power as God to make being a human easier. Can you think of times that Satan may have tempted Jesus to do that? Can you think of one? It actually has to do with our question that we had last time, right? Yeah, about how Satan took Jesus to the top of the temple and said to throw himself down, right? He was tempting Jesus, wasn't he? Well, let's look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and 4, because Matthew tells us all about it. We're going to Matthew. Matthew's the first book in the New Testament, chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4. And then once you find chapter 4, then you're going to look down below that to verse 3 and 4. We're going to read Matthew chapter 4, verse 3 and 4. Here's what it says.
Now when the tempter came to him, he said, "If you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God."
Did Jesus ever obey Satan? No, he didn't. He used his power as God only to help other people, never, never, never to help himself. After Jesus was alive again, he used his wonderful power as God again in ways that he didn't use it before he died. It was like he graduated. He was now the conqueror. He was now the ruler of this planet, this kingdom. And so now he could use that power. He was able to go through doors without anyone seeing him. And, you know, we don't understand how Jesus and the angels can do things like that, but they can. Aren't you glad that your angel can be with you no matter where you are? Sometimes it kind of boggles my mind when I think about it. An angel going along with me in the car, like, do they fly in the car? Do they sit in the car next to me? Do they stand? Do they, like, how does that happen? Or what about when I fly on an airplane? Do they, like, fly on the outside, or are they right with me, or are they kind of like a shadow? Or when you go underwater, and you're diving down and you're swimming, even scuba diving or snuba diving, there's all these different ways that we swim underwater. And do the angels, do they have to hold their breath or not? Don't you ever wonder some of those things? What's really neat is that even though the Bible doesn't say exactly, we can trust that Jesus will give us the answers when we get to heaven. We can ask him those questions and we can be sure that he will answer us and explain it all to us. I'm looking forward to heaven, aren't you? I'm looking forward to meeting my angel. Well, let's pray and thank God for the ministering spirits, the angels that he gives us to protect us, to be with us, to help us, and to be there all the time just for us. Okay? Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love. Thank you for the angels that you give us to take care of us, our guardian angels. They're always with us, no matter where we go, no matter how high in the sky we fly, no matter how deep we go in the ocean, our angels are there. And I thank you. Please help us to always follow you. And thank you that you have given us the promise we can go to heaven and you will explain things that we never understood here on earth. Thank you for that. We love you. Amen. We have our memory verse. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. I want to abide in God today, don't you? Well, let's sing this song.
1 John 4:15. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. Whoever confesses that Jesus the Son of God. God abides in him, and he in God.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.